All right. Let's get going this morning. Hope everybody is doing okay. I have a title for you. It's called Help Others with What God Has Taught You. You know, you think that would say help others with what God has given you, but it says help others with what God has taught you. And the verse is Daniel 2:24. Then Daniel went to see Arioch, whom the king had ordered to execute the wise men of Babylon. Daniel said to him, "Don't kill the wise men. Take me to the king, and I will tell him the meaning of his dreams." Daniel was known to be able to tell people what their dreams meant, so they kind of held him in pretty high esteem. So I think what that's telling us is when you're faced with an impossibly big request, it's easy just to give up. You figure that your boss can just find someone else. You guess that your spouse just doesn't get you. You suspect your teacher isn't paying attention to you, for those in, you know, school. But what if God has more in mind? What if the Lord puts you in the situation because he wants you to help someone else? I've often thought, you know, I know we have free will and things happen and we don't understand why things happen, but I also think God directs us also. And I do think he puts us into people's paths so that our paths will cross. And lots of times we don't know the reason that our paths have crossed, but God does. And some 5 or 10 years down the line, you look back and you go, wow, we've become really close. I was able to help them through this situation, or they were able to help me through this situation. And that's because God put them in your path. So, you know, sometimes he'll put you in a situation because he wants you to help someone. You see, in the story of Daniel, we've seen Daniel provide a great pattern for us to follow when we're given an impossible task. Number one, don't panic and get the facts. Ask for more time if you need it. Gather prayer partners. Ask God for supernatural help. And worship God. That was basically Daniel's playbook in every situation he came into. You know, then Daniel used what the Lord had shown him to save others. God saved Daniel from the impossible task, but he didn't just do it for Daniel's own good. He also wanted Daniel to help others. You know, that verse again says that Daniel went in to see Arioch, whom the king had ordered to execute the wise men of Babylon. Daniel said to him, "Don't kill the wise men. Take me to the king, and I'll tell him the meaning of his dream." God gave Daniel the answer to the king's dream, but Daniel wouldn't tell the king without ensuring the safety of the wise men. God doesn't want to just save you. He wants to save everyone. He wants to save your family, your friends. Believe it or not, he even wants to save your competitors and your enemies, because God cares about everybody. And we should too. You know, we're supposed to love everyone. The struggle I have is I don't like everyone. There's folks that are really hard to like, but God tells me I still have to love them. And that kind of goes into what they said. God even wants you to save your competitors and your enemies because he cares about everyone. And he not only wants us to help others, he wants us to share the good news of Jesus. That's why you need to continue reaching out to people with good news about Jesus. God wants everyone to know him and his purpose for their lives. And it could be that person he puts in your path. You're the only person in their entire life that's ever told them about Jesus. And if you don't, they might not hear about Jesus their whole life. Just remember that. That is our witness. That is our mission in this world. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your guidance. We thank you for leading us. And God, you have given us a lot of responsibility when it comes to sharing the good news of Jesus. And God, I just pray that you lead those folks that you want us to talk to right into our path. And that, God, that you will give us the wisdom, you'll speak through us, give us the words to speak, so that we can communicate the good news of Jesus to all that come in contact with us. We love you so much. We're thankful for this day. We're thankful for being able to be on this call together. We just lift everybody up in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Everybody have a great day.